Now, if you were to ring up John Davis, 47, ex-graphic designer who lives in Coventry, and you got his voicemail message, this is what you'd hear.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Davis speaking from the Flight Deck of 747 Simulator. I'm afraid we're busy doing our descent preparations at the moment and cannot take your call. If you leave your name and number, we'll ring you after landing. If you need to contact us urgently, please call one of our flight attendants. Thank you for your patience. Now please relax, sit back, and enjoy the flight.
That's lovely, isn't it? That's John Davis. And John's got that message on his phone because, well, his bedroom is a bit extraordinary, and he joins us now from the flight deck, which is indeed, of course, in his bedroom. Hi, John.
Hello there, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And inside your bedroom, you have built a full-size Boeing 747 cockpit, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a pretty mad idea, isn't it?
But, it is pretty mad, John.
I'm sitting in it right now, flying it back to Birmingham Airport after just taking one of your BBC colleagues around a little trip around Coventry.
Would you like to describe to us what you're looking at when you look ahead of you?
Yeah, I'm looking out over the scenery just around the Birmingham area.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all the screens lit up in front of me with all the normal flight information on. It's exactly as the real 747-400.
I see. So how have you got the scenery, right? Is that some sort of...
Scenery is basically a well-known scenery package, but there's about 30 programs running the simulator altogether to make the whole thing run, so it's not just one sort of basic flight simulator package.
Would it be a foolish question to ask why you're doing this, John?
I was always interested in aircraft as a kid, but I was never very good at maths, so I never became an airline pilot, so I ended up building my own.
Yeah, it is your bedroom, though. I mean...
Yeah.
If your wife comes in, perhaps you're not married, I don't know, but does she have to dress up as an air stewardess or anything like that?
No, that was many years ago, so I built this instead in spite.
How many hours a day do you spend up in your cockpit?
Well, I run it as a business now. I'm offering flight experiences, which you can see on our website, www.747.
So you're not so mad after all. You're making some money out of this, are you?
Well, I hope so.
Good for you.
747simulator.co.uk.
Yeah.
People can come along and have flights in the simulator. It's a flight experience because I'm not a trained pilot. However, I've got about 2,500 hours in the simulator here.
Is that sound? Are you being airborne right now as you're speaking to us?
Sorry, yes it is, yeah.
Is that really very safe and advisable?
I've got the autopilot on at the moment.
Of course you have. Well, that's fine.
What are the weather conditions like out there?
Weather's quite calm at the moment.
Yeah.
So I've got real weather set, and it's quite a nice day up here in Coventry, or Birmingham. We're just turning on to the final approach now.
I think it would be nice, wouldn't it, if you could just get in there and do it properly once. Is there any way you could do it properly, just the once?
Properly once.
Yeah, in a proper plane, you know.
A to point B.
Well, no, I'd like you to be in a plane rather than the simulator and really fly.
Oh, right, yeah, I would love that. I have flown the British Airways simulators. They're a marvellous experience. Got on all right with that, managed to land it okay, so I think I could cope.
Well, no, John.
We're actually flying this simulator around the world in November.
Right.
For 7 days. Oops, excuse me.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Is that an alarm?
We're just going a little bit fast.
Oh.
No, we're not. I put the flaps down. Doesn't look
you
good,
put the flaps down? You sure you're safe, John?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing, really, you know.
Okay.
We'll get that back up again.
Right,
okay, so we're flying it around the world in November.
Right. Well, we'll leave you to your flight around the world. Thanks very much indeed, John. Sorry to cut you out, but John Davis, the news waits for no man, even the pilot in his cockpit.
DAB Digital Radio, digital CV, downloads and online.
This is 5 Live.
Somehow curiously British all that, wasn't it? It's 5... And one other text I thought was interesting, you heard our flight simulator man who's got it all set up in his bedroom and simulates flights and sits there. At the moment I think he's flying into Birmingham.
What was your comment to him? You're not as mad as I thought.
No. And here comes another one. I am another one, says Andy. There are loads of us. In fact, it's thanks to simming, I didn't realise that was the phrase, simming, that I've got back into radio listening. I've stopped watching television, where you can't obviously watch television and fly a plane at the same time. Radio plus beer make a nice accompaniment to a long flight. Cheers, Andy, senior captain, virtual airline, founder of the Get a Life Foundation. I love him. Here's Nick.
Trialling, you've managed to divide the nation again. Your interview with the flight simulator cockpit man in his bedroom. That was the funniest interview I've heard for such a long time. The man who turned his bedroom into a cockpit. It kept me laughing all week. It will keep me laughing all weekend. Please can you put the interview on the website? Well, Lisa, we're going to do that. But Chris, is not well pleased with you. Just gone off Alan, who says, we all have our own hobbies, you know. Some of us sim a lot more than you think. Here are some stats for you on a flight simulation website. 139,037 registered sim users. 1 million. Yeah. See, I can't do maths, you're right. 1 million. Go on, you read the numbers. I'm a bit intimidated.
10,278,000 hours flown.
Yeah.
And ATC hours, well, millions of those as well. It says a simmer doing virtual flight preparation in order to go from Malaga to Heathrow. Now listen, mate, I'm sorry. Get a life. It's 6:22.
Weekend Business with Jeff Randall.
Your texts, well, you're very interested with the man with the simulator and aircraft simulator in his front room. I think the bedroom pilot is more simmed against than simming. Very neat. Five Live Sport at 7. Mark Pugach joins us from Paris. Have you seen a lot of excited English rugby fans wandering around today, Mark?
I have, but I've also been on the end of the tube strike, Peter. Mm-hmm. It has been absolutely horrendous. Most of the metro is out of action, so we've all been squashed into tubes to get around town. Actually, to be fair, I've seen a lot of South Africans as well. I know that the train I came over on this morning was full of England supporters, and I know more and more are coming in as the day goes on, and obviously tomorrow morning, but South Africa will be well represented now, and I'm actually very sad I never heard your interview with the aircraft simulator man. I feel like now I want to go and listen to it.
Well, it was. It's on the website, and it is well worth a listen. The gentleman who has turned his entire bedroom into a cockpit so he can simulate air flights. In fact, last time we spoke to him, he was just approaching Birmingham. He said the weather was good.
Yeah, but then there were really worrying noises.
And then we heard the alarm bells go off, so we are worried about him. But we'll be back in touch with him later, Mark. 3 minutes before seven.
This is absolutely public service to the BBC at its best, because you've demanded it. We're going to do it. We're going to have a quick word again with John Davis. We spoke to John a little bit earlier about the Boeing 747 simulator that he's constructed in his spare room. And last time we spoke to you, well, you were getting into a bit of a flap over your flaps over Birmingham,
oh,
weren't you?
Yeah, I pressed the wrong button trying to concentrate on what I was saying to you.
Right, okay. But you averted disaster, I take it?
I did, yes, no problem at all. We were far enough out from the runway to avert that.
So, are you back at the controls now?
I am at the controls now. I've been over to Amsterdam and I'm on my way back now. I'm just past north of London, between Luton and Daventry on my way back to Birmingham.
Isn't it a little bit boring just going to Amsterdam? I mean, since you've got...
No,
you
not
can
really.
Go anywhere, really, couldn't
it's
you?
It's great fun. I've got real weather and everything, so it's a nice clear night. On my left-hand side, I've got a crescent moon, which I believe is what's outside at the moment, and I'm passing over the N25 just a minute ago with all those drivers stuck on it.
Let me into a little secret.
Be better, could it?
Yeah, you could let me into a little secret here, John. I've got a funny feeling that in reality, pilots just sit there doing nothing at all. So are you just sitting in your bedroom doing nothing at all?
I very much have to watch the systems. It's very much a what's it doing now kind of affair, but... they know more than me about what it's doing.
Even when you stick it on automatic pilot, I mean, I thought the whole nature of automatic pilot is that you go and have your tea, do some crochet or something.
No, they don't do that. Cups of tea and a chat, but no, particularly when it's on automatic pilot, you need to make sure that it's doing exactly what you want it to do, because at the end of the day, the human's in control.
You know, you're not alone out there, John. We've had a lot of text messages from people who say their simmies, and then we had little jokes about more simmed against than simming, so
yeah.
there are a lot of you, and I'd like to just withdraw any allegation I made earlier that you were in some way unusual. You are, in fact, part of a very healthy group of people.
I'm not really worried about that. Water off a duck's back.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, how do people react to your hobby?
Well, of course, when they see a simulator on this scale, they're far more receptive to it. If it's just a desktop computer, then they tend to think you're a little bit more mad. You know, I've been through that phase as I gradually build this up, but now people have got a lot of respect for it because they say it's full-size simulator.
You know, I kind of mocked Peter. He asked you whether any females in your life dressed up as stewardesses, but it started me thinking, do you dress up as a pilot in your bedroom?
I dress up as a pilot for the people that come for the experiences, yes, because once you're shut into the simulator here, it's all, you know, simulation is about fooling the mind, basically, and if they think they're on an aircraft, they're not going to think that if I'm sat here in jeans and T-shirts, so if I've got a pilot uniform on, at least it looks the business, you know, although I'm not a qualified pilot, nor do I pretend
somehow,
to do so.
Somehow really deeply happy to hear that.
Good.
Sorry?
Good for you, John.
Happy to hear that you do have a uniform.
Yeah.
Good.
Enjoy it. Have a good time.
I will do. Pop back to see us during World Flight, which is the 4th to 11th of November.
Okay. Well, safe flights.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do take care. That's John Davis on a Boeing 747. I'm now swept away with enthusiasm. I'm not going to say simulate anymore. He's flying. He's up there in the skies above us.
Yeah.
And not polluting the atmosphere either. So that's splendid. Thank you to him. Thank you to all the text messages.